from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Overnight, Taliban suicide raid on a major military base in northern Afghanistan left at least 135 dead, most of them soldiers in the deadliest attack on Afghan forces. Attack on the highly secure Afghan military facility has refueled criticism of the government's security measures and its policy in tackling the resurgent Taliban. Afghan security forces have suffered massive casualties since U.S.-led foreign troops, combat troops, left Afghanistan in 2014. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull have urged China to do more to pressure North Korea to drop its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. After meeting today in Sydney, Mr. Pence spoke to reporters.
We're encouraged by the steps that China has taken thus far. That being said, we also wanted to make it clear that all options are on the table and that the United States is prepared to work with our allies to ensure the security of our allies in the region and ensure the security of the people of the United States of America.
Prime Minister Turnbull said China has the opportunity and responsibility to use its economic leverage to force North Korea to comply. Meantime, there are reports of new activity of North Korea's missile test site. French prosecutor says a handwritten note praising Islamic State militants was found near the body of a gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer in Paris and wounding two others. François Hollande also spoke of the gunman's car, saying weapons had been found as well as a copy of the Quran. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.